Jacoby Ford didn't practice today. Tywan Jones did not practice. Rolando McClain did not practice. John Kondo did not practice. Ron Bartel did not practice. Limited in practice, Kreiner, Denarius Moore, Alex Parsons, and Richard Seymour. And then full participation was Brandon Myers, David Osbury, and Mike Mitchell.
Is Bartel's injury, as has been reported, a broken leg?
He's got a fracture of his scapula, and I don't know how long exactly that means that he'll be out, but he'll obviously miss some time. I don't know the answer to that yet. Well, I mean, there's always that potential, but you know, these guys have worked their tail off during OTAs and mini camp and training camp, and then obviously we've signed some new guys. But I feel pretty good about where we're at right now. I thought Pat Lee did a nice job coming into the game the other night, filling in for Ron when he went out in the second quarter. So we've got all the confidence in the world in the guys we got here.
How did you feel Hanson did as far as picking things up and moving?
I thought he did a nice job. You know, again, it was 1 week into the deal. So, you know, he's continuing to progress. So I think as we keep going along and we feel more comfortable, we'll begin to mix him in there a little bit more.
See Gaetheletter now, he's working out there, snapping. If Kondo can't play, would you go to him, or is it him or the guy you just signed, Nick Guess?
Well, we signed the guy to the practice squad today. Who we would anticipate, if Travis isn't able to go, that he would come in and take that role.
If John's unable to go, right? Travis.
I'm sorry. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Kondo.
So has he already begun the protocol process?
Yes. Yeah, he's involved in the process right now. So that's going to go all the way up until, you know, probably Saturday before we know for sure. Or there's the potential that could go all the way to Saturday before we know.
How different is that skill set from just being a regular center to being a long snapper? A lot of people think that it shouldn't be that big of a deal, but I guess it is.
It's totally different. You know, I mean, when you're a regular center and you're snapping the ball, whether it be shotgun, you know, it's a one-handed snap. It's, you know, 5 yards. You know, there's not quite as much zip on that as it is for a long snapper. It's totally different. You know, it's not something that you just come out here and you're able to just do. There's a skill set required to do that.
Was that something that he did during the game?
Yeah, he came in the day after the game and it was a little sore, and we decided to hold him out of practice today. You know, I think he's really more day-to-day. We'll see where he's at tomorrow.
Tywan, is it anything?
Tywan's ribs, and he's kind of the same way as Rolando. It'll be something that'll be a day-to-day situation with him.
Is Miami's defense switching to 3-4 to 4-3 with Coyle? Are they a lot of the same personnel, but are they a different kind of team to attack now? Are they much different?
Well, you know, we played against them last year, but, you know, obviously I didn't pay too much attention to that side of the ball. With the 4-3 scheme, it's a little bit different. Their front seven's very good. They're very stout against the run. They've been in the top five, I think it is, in run defense for the last 3 years. So that's something that they do exceptionally well. And then, you know, they've got a little bit of a pressure package that makes it difficult on us.
Houston is a zone running team, and they got like 2.4 per carry against them. And you guys probably didn't get as many yards as you'd like rushing the first game. How important is it to get down there, and especially in the heat, and get some running game going yourself?
Well, I think it's important. You know, that's part of what we do in our offense, is a running game, and it sets up a lot of the other stuff that we do with our play action passes and that type of stuff. So we got to get the running game going, and I feel confident that we'll be able to do it. It's obviously a tough challenge this week against a very good run defense. So you know, we got to be on our game. Well, I think you know, they did some nice things in the game the other day. You know, they got caught up in the turnover battle there in the second quarter, and you know, not totally unlike the situation that happened to us really in the third quarter against San Diego. So they've got talent on their offensive team. Reggie Bush obviously is an explosive player. Coming out of the backfield, and they're able to run the ball pretty well. So It'll be a challenge, just like everybody you play.
What about the quarterback? Yeah, had a little rough going, a few interceptions, but what do you think of his first game out?
I think he's real talented. I think he's obviously went to Texas A&M, so he's really smart.
Of course.
So, no, I think he's a good player. You know, he was on the other side of some bad luck a little bit with some of those tip passes that turned into interceptions. So, you know, I'm sure they've talked to him and tried to get him to improve on some of the things that he can improve on. And he'll be a better player in week two than he was in week one.
Did you follow him a lot because he went to your alma mater and just started in passing the years?
Yeah, I mean, I watched him play and I was impressed with him playing in college, and I've been impressed with what he's done in the league so far.
You have practice at the same time. Do you adjust your schedule at all though this week with the early start?
No.
No,
I mean, we're up early in the morning. You know, we meet early in the morning and you know, we practice starting at 10:45, so we're about 45 minutes behind schedule, but I don't really see that as being a big factor.
Ford indeed had his surgery, to your knowledge?
He did have surgery, yes.
As far as number of receivers, you're fine. As far as number of bodies you have right now, you don't need anyone?
Five is the number that we, you know, kind of intended to take into the season, so where we're at right now, we feel good about.
Ryder seems like he's fine off the ankle list.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like you need to get more pressure on the quarterback this week, especially with the rookie
that? Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's any secret that we feel like the way that you stop offenses in the National Football League is to affect the quarterback. There's a lot of different ways that you can do that, but obviously, you know, we want to get more pressure on the quarterback, more so than we were able to get last week.
Is that about the defensive line rotation you guys expected going into the game? I mean, like, Seymour got a lot of snaps. I mean, considering he didn't play, he practiced in a couple of weeks. Would you try and reduce some snaps on some guys and rotate more?
Well, obviously, you know, when you really take into account the Miami Heat, you know, we're going to have to do a good job of our rotation, keeping those guys fresh and keeping them where they can. They'll be at their best in the fourth quarter, and so we'll have to do a good job of rotating those guys throughout the game.
Carson threw three passes to Darius on that first drive. Then Darius didn't get another pass thrown his way, I think, until the first drive of the fourth quarter. Was there something San Diego was specifically doing, or does he have to be more involved, do something more?
No, I mean, listen, when you're calling the plays, you have certain things that you're anticipating that they're going to do, and you're anticipating that you're going to be able to feature a certain player, but they may not do exactly what you thought they were going to do on that play. So, quarterback goes through his progressions, and the defense tells him where to throw the football.
After the surgery for Jacoby, do you have more clarity about how long he might be out?
I don't know. He's obviously out for you know, pretty good period of time. I don't know exactly what that time frame is yet.
So there'll be no transaction with him as opposed to the short-term PR?
Well, we haven't made that decision yet. We talked to the doctors, I believe it was this morning, right before we got out on the practice field. So we haven't had a chance to get back in there and kind of discuss it a little bit. But we'll probably have a decision made pretty soon on him.
How'd they describe the surgery, the procedure? They said it went well?
They said the procedure went well. You know, and again, we'll see, you know, how long that means.
What is the injury? Is it just a broken bone or is it?
No, it's as I understand it anyway, it's the Liz Frank that he had last year. It's the same exact injury, they expected it to get better, and it didn't get better, or at least it wasn't good enough for him to be able to do the job that he's going to have to do, and so we all felt like surgery was the best option.
You mentioned being a backup running backs more involved this week. Did the winner ever emerge? Really emerge between Jones and Goodson?
No. I mean, I think it's still a battle there, and it'll probably be a battle, you know, throughout the remainder of the season. And that's really kind of the way we like it. Competition brings out the best in everybody.
So I do it, everybody. Thank you very much.
All right.